Jeremy, tell me a little bit about, we're here at BASF, ahead of Commodity Classic here in San Antonio. We are huddled underneath a heater because it's actually cold today. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on. Growing season last year was kind of crazy, but at the same time, things worked out pretty well.
Yeah, last year was kind of crazy. We got off to a wet start and had struggles putting the crop in the ground. Of course, it was mid-May by the time we finally got a lot of the corn in the ground. But, you know, we finally got going and got it up, and then things were looking good until the rain just pretty much shut off in July. And, you know, thank God we had cool temperatures because that's what really saved us, and I think that's where some of the incredible yields that we had, surprisingly, when we thought we were going to probably be 20 to 25 bushel less than where we were, we had some exceptional yields, and we're thankful for that.
So let's talk a little bit about BASF products. What really helped from a product standpoint from last year? And, of course, you never know what the year is going to bring. So how are we gearing up off of a crazy year last year to go into a new year?
So at BASF, we're excited about some of the new innovations we have, and we've got a lot of new products. And I think with the ever-changing weed control populations that are out there and the continued buildup of particularly glyphosate-resistant water, we've got a lot of solutions that fit that need. And in addition, we're seeing a lot of these atrazine premixes starting to miss some weeds that we would commonly pick up, such as giant ragweed, velvet leaf, morning glory, and cocklebur, the larger seeded broadleaves. And with our Kickstor technology, we've been able to really add a new active ingredient in there and control some of those weeds. When we look at moving forward into 2014, obviously, there's a lot of guys that are nervous about the, you know, the commodity prices and where we're at and some of the input costs that they have. But, you know, the one thing that we try to encourage growers to remember is that you've got to set yourself up to succeed. And we can't build a plan and succeed on that if we don't put the right places in, right pieces in place early on. And so that's what we're really trying to help growers understand is let's get, you know, some of the products booked today, get those products in place to succeed, and then we'll make the decision later on where we need to apply those products and where they fit into the 2014 growing season.
I had a grower ask me this question earlier this year, so and now that it's been reiterated, water hemp was a big deal, you know, and of course it's a drought. It's all in the names of things, but of course she says, why is there so much water hemp out there when we're in a drought situation?
Well, we continue to get water hemp resistance coming, and that plant is one that can just multiply incredibly at incredibly high rates. And so we're trying to encourage growers to incorporate multiple sites of action into their herbicide program. And for so many years, we went with just particularly on soybeans, straight Roundup or two passes of Roundup. And, you know, some of the growers that I work with that always put down a pre and then followed up by Roundup, they don't have water hemp problems. Will they get them? Maybe, maybe not. But as we continue to incorporate multiple sites of action and layer residuals from not only a pre-emerge standpoint, but also a post-application of a residual when we're applying that glyphosate, then we're going to reduce the potential for resistance from building up on that farm.
So we've gone from drought years, we've gone from rainy years, we've gone from drought to cold to hot to it's late winter almost before we start really getting finished up with harvest. A normal growing season, what would that look like and how would somebody set up for that?
Well, normal is just kind of a word that we don't use much anymore because every year just seems like different. We used to have what we thought were normal years, and we just haven't seen that lately. And so we've got to prepare ourselves for extremes. And I think that's what we learned in, you know, 2012. We had one extreme. 2013 was a different extreme. We went from very wet. We went actually from extremely dry when we started the winter of 2013 to extremely wet, one of the wettest springs on record, to extremely dry again. And so I think setting yourself up to succeed in any environment is obviously going to be, you know, what we look to do and help that I help my growers position themselves for success.
Anything else you want growers in Central Illinois to think about for next year in BASF?
Well, I think the one thing I keep encouraging growers to think about is weed resistance is top of mind, but also setting yourself up to succeed because there's a lot of products out there that if we don't invest in, we're in a year where we had higher commodity prices, we may limit yield potential. And the last thing we want to do when we have lower crop prices is limit yield potential. We want to continue to invest, although we want to look at the economics behind the investments we make, we want to continue to invest to maximize the yield, because the only way we're going to succeed in an environment like this is maximizing bushels and raising more.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeremy.